Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, a big problem apparently at some of the bigger holiday meals are people on their cell phones when they're at the table.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of people complain about that online, which is very interesting. But 66% of people say check-in phones should be banned from special occasions like Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners.
I think any dinner you should pretty much have your phone down.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people there, they ain't paying attention, really. It's like, you know.
Technically, you should have it off the table. They even say when it's on the table, it's kind of inappropriate and rude.
I usually set mine face down on the table. That way it has to be something like, if I hear a text, I'll check it to see if it's important.
I'm scared I'm going to sling food on it when I'm pairing up that.
Yeah, but if you got a case on it, the food's not going to hurt it.
They even say, though, putting your cell phone on the table still puts priority, saying that that's so important to you that you even got it there with you.
There are things that can happen with your phone that are that important, so that's why I like to have it there. And like I said, I keep it face down, so it needs to be something notable. I'm not going to pick it up just because someone, celebrity, died.
Well, and what's crazy is you'll sit there and no one will talk to you for a while, and so then you'll pick up your phone, and they're like, always in your phone.
Yeah, I know. Every time. It's the timing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 85% of women, older women, they say, think that phone checking should be ruled out from all family holiday events. So the older you are, the more it's, important to you. And 30% of people admit they feel guilty for checking their phones during any holiday event, and they will sneak off to other areas so they can go check their phone. So they're hiding in the closet or going to the bathroom just to check something.
Just sit at the kids' table. It's away from the parents' table. You won't get caught.
Yeah.
They're all in their phones, too, so it's perfect.
Yeah, you fit right in.
So if you're sitting there and you're trying to figure things out, you know, it's like, okay, who's not looking? I want to check it now. I want to exit the party.
I'm too busy eating.
Well, me too.
I ain't got time. I just keep it in my pocket and I eat.
Yeah.
Then I open it up.
But they say it is rude. And then 36% of Americans say they are okay with people texting and checking their phones during any holiday dinner or really anything else that helps them avoid eye contact with family members.
Sad. I think you got a lot of sports going on. Sometimes people want to check the scores.
That's not important.
But as long as they're not interrupting the whole conversation, it's like if they just glance down to see how their team's doing.
Yeah.
Also,
and by the way, who scheduled that meal during the football game? That's for scheduling.
True.
Also, I think that sometimes you just glance down to check something you're talking about. Like they're like, oh, you know, who didn't that person do this or where do they live now? And you pop it up on Google, you have the answer to the question.
Or you're fact-checking and saying, you know what, Uncle Carl, you are wrong. We're going to Google that right now. Everybody gather around the Christmas cell phone. See, you're wrong, Uncle Carl.
You reminded me going back, it's been a few years, but somebody had sent out wedding invitations for their wedding. It was on the day of the Clemson-Carolina game.
Yeah.
And I remember friends of mine were going, I'm not going to that wedding. Who plans a wedding on the day of the Clemson Carolina game?
Yeah.
So you that Thanksgiving meal or Christmas meal, you need to make sure nothing's really happening.
Well, and there are signs online you could buy that you can put up, like at your holiday dinners. It says no cell phone use. Like you can put it up there by the fancy candles and right in the center. Put where you stick it in the turkey is what you can do.
And do it like they do car keys when you go to parties. Everybody drops it in the fishbowl.
What kind of parties are you going to?
I don't know. They did it on the Grinch.
Okay.
What?
Thought that you were like a AAA party or something. Or
AAA.
I'm sorry, a AA. Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, no.
Wow. Put the car keys in.
Still a different party than I'm thinking.
I don't know.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I think I may have come up with an idea that can seriously rejuvenate the Girl Scouts fundraising abilities.
Oh.
And I got the idea. I was shopping for kitchen garbage bags.
Okay.
And Glad has a new line of kitchen garbage bags. These are the 13-gallon bags that go into the typical kitchen garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
And they have pretty much every color under the sun.
Oh.
They have pink, they have a light green, they have a light blue, they have gray, white, I believe black, I'm not sure on that. There's just a variety of colors here.
As I look at those colors, though, you think about your grandma or your mom, like back in the 70s, where they had like green kitchen refrigerators and stuff like that, that olive green kitchen refrigerator.
Green shag carpet.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm like, kitchen, it's like, that would be very interesting to have that kind of theme because these are some pretty tacky colors.
Well, they also have scents associated with them. For example, the pink is cherry blossom.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking here at the green one right now and don't know what flavor that one is.
See, flavor.
It should be, okay.
Spearmint.
It's like a mint, peppermint.
Well, I don't know. The cherry blossom was a Bath and Body Works thing, so they could do a cucumber melon.
That's a thought. Cucumber melon or kiwi would work good with that.
Yeah. Do they have a s'mores one? Like, you know, because those Girl Scout cookies are good.
The blue ones are Beachside Breeze.
I think I accidentally bought those.
Oh, I found the green. It was sweet citron and lime.
Oh, that actually would be good for canceling out odors.
Right, and that's the point to it, I guess. Now, my thinking is that they could possibly do these kind of like their Girl Scout cookies. They could have a series of garbage bags with the scents of their cookies.
Like the s'mores.
So you could get like the chocolate mint ones.
Mm-hmm.
You could get chocolate mint garbage bags. You could get the bohemian caramel ones,
Snickerdoodles,
whatever those are called. And you could get those as a garbage bag scent, or you could get the peanut butter and whatever they are.
Yeah.
And get a peanut butter scented garbage bag.
But would you want to smell that all the time?
I don't know. No, I mean,
it's like bacon smells good cooked, but the next day your house smells horrible.
I'd be wanting to lick my garbage can.
I think, first of all, it's like a lot of people keep it tucked away somewhere, so you wouldn't smell it 24/7.
Well, I buy either the Gain scented or the Clean Linen scented trash bags.
I didn't even know they made Gain trash bags.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, interesting.
Yeah, I don't like those at all because
I
got a sensitive, my nose, look at that. Look at those nostrils. I mean, it's sensitive. So any smell like that really makes my eyes water. So I have to go with the sensitive.
The unscented
for sensitive
people.
Is it really that strong though? Because my father-in-law is the same way.
Yeah.
He walks in, and if it's one of those diffuser oils, it's nothing blowing up or anything. He immediately, he's like, "Oh, this fragrance is so strong." I'm like,
"Time
it's
out.
Not even a plug-in."
Cato's saying it's not. He doesn't even know. You're not in my body. It is. It's very sensitive, like any kind. And this, he does it on purpose because he wears cologne sometimes.
It smells so good, too.
I only put a little squirt.
Oh.
Don't you wish we could go back to a time when people that were way outside the norm were just ignored?
Yeah, and didn't whine all the time. But back in the day, they kept to themselves.
I'm sensitive. My nose is sensitive.
I love that voice that you do. That's so funny to me.
Thank you. Which one?
You're like, me.
Oh, my sensitive voice.
Yeah, it's funny.
It is. It bothers me.
But I mean, I will say that there are times a scent has bothered me, and it was the, we were on a family vacation. And
I had chili the night before.
One of my sisters sprayed oil, essential oils, into the intake of the air conditioner.
Yeah. Oh.
And immediately the entire house reeked, and I did not find this smell to be very good. And we had to say, quit it.
Oh, would you just gave me a new idea. I've always wondered if stuff like that would actually work.
Well, they actually make air fresheners to put on your intake vents. You open the little thing up and put it in there.
But they last for like a couple of weeks. I want something longer than that.
I mean, Tom makes fun of my sensitive smell, and I got this sensitive smell. Well, you got a sensitive tummy all the time. You're talking about your chili smell and all that. Like
Every time, he does.
He's like, oh, my stomach hurts. I wonder why.
I don't go around having other people change their lives for it.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Because the scent is bad.
He doesn't even change his own life. Yeah. He keeps eating it.
Exactly.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, you're at the mall and you're behind that person that's just a slow walker, or pretty much anywhere, and you got somewhere to go. They found that slow walkers are most likely to die of heart disease.
Yay.
Oh,
wait, Tom. You're kind of a slow walker.
Not really. I'm usually weaving in and out of the crowd trying to get around in front of people that are slow walkers.
Before you said heart disease, I'm like, yeah, they're about to die if they don't move.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know you just...
Yeah.
Now I feel bad about the heart disease thing.
I know.
Do you?
No.
Because it's like karma.
And it's people like, you know, walking down the sidewalk of Main Street. You got this couple holding hands just... Da, 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 da. Get out of my way. I live here. I know where I'm going.
Yeah, it's very fresh. It's just like in traffic when they're sitting there in the left lane going slow.
Yes.
You're like, I don't care if you go slow, but don't block other people.
Right.
Okay. Well, slow walkers are much more likely to die of heart disease than people who walk at a more reasonable pace. And they did this research. There's medical records of over 420,000 people. So that's a pretty big survey there. And they tracked them for over 6 years. They found that slow walkers are twice as likely to die from a heart disease a heart-related illness like heart attack or stroke.
How irritating do you think it was to track down the slow walkers?
Must have been really tedious. We got to follow them. They're walking so slow.
Well, they say it might be because people who walk slower just don't exercise as much than the fast walkers.
I've always been a fast walker.
Me too.
But I hadn't really walked in years. That's probably not healthy.
But there's a balance for that too. My husband is a fast walker, and he will just leave me in the dust. And I'm like, we were together in the grocery store, and now you're just a little spot way down on aisle three.
Because you're going,
I'm looking
at every item. I know how women shop.
I don't walk slow if I'm blocking lanes. But like if I'm pulled over, then I'm slower so I can see.
It's like you're pulled over in like that
cereal aisle.
And you're on your phone or something. It's like, I got to pull over here because I can't text and walk.
Yeah, I got my blinker on. Go around me.
See, I have my shopping list on my phone, and I'll have to go into it. And I always make sure I pull off at the next rest area. usually in between the two big piles of stuff they have displayed.
Yeah. We were downtown this weekend, and we were going to Mass General Store. My wife says, I want to go over there. So I start, in my mind, I immediately calculate which path has the least number of people in it, which is going to get us there. So I look back, and she's gone a completely different way. So she and her brother was with us, and they're all coming along, and I'm waiting for them up by the place because I took what was the best route. She's like, I guess I should have followed you. And I'm like, yeah.
You know what some of it is, though? Like, John is such a good protector that when I'm with him, my brain is turned off. Like, I'm passenger princess 100%.
Just with him.
Hush your mouth. It just, I'm a little better, obviously, if Michael's with me. But if it's just the two of us, I am in la-la land. He's like, Tori, move over. I'm like, were there people there? What happened?
Well, you know what, though? That makes you feel better, though, that you did get there faster. Sometimes you got somebody that's like, I'm going to go this way, or I'm going to go that way. You leave a restaurant, you know, and you're going to meet at someone's house or something, and the guy gets there first. You always feel proud about that moment, right?
Well, at that point, it's a race, and he won.
It's like, I know which way to go.
Yeah.
And Tom won that.
I'm like, Tom, if I'm in my car, I look for the shortest, easiest route to get anywhere before I leave my house.
So these slow walkers, they say, just don't exercise as much, according to the research. Oh, yeah. So they're more prone to those things like high blood pressure and being a little bit bigger.
Yeah, well, they're giving us high blood pressure, too, because we're stuck behind them.
But they say even skinny slow walkers were at a higher risk as well. So if you're even like a skinny slow walker, you're still having some issues when it comes to these heart attacks and strokes. They also found that how fast you walk is a pretty good predictor of your exercise tolerance. In other words, slow walkers are more likely to hate working out.
No, fast walkers do too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I used to walk home from school, and there's this one long street from the street my school was on to a main highway where I crossed over to go to home. And literally, I'd get on that road, and I'd see people way down there.
Yeah.
And before I got off that road, they'd be way behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
That's fast.
I'm ready to get home.
Yeah. But what's the hustle? Where are you going? Why are you going so fast? What does it matter?
Because the trip is not what you're living for. It's the place you're going to. That's what your life is supposed to be about.
So I get there, and I'm like, I made it.
Yeah. No, you don't walk that fast.
But for Tori, it's the journey, right?
It's
the experience and enjoying the journey to get there.
And all the cute stuff on the way.
The scenic route.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
There's a lot of interesting questions people ask on the internet, and sometimes people are pretty creative, come up with stuff you wouldn't thought of. So they said, if you could go back and witness a historical event, what would you go back and witness?
Well,
I was surprised that some of the things weren't on there, but I also found it interesting some of the things they did have on there.
Do you take the Bible out of this one?
I'm guessing so, because they didn't mention that. I don't know if it was supposed to be in the United States, but there's some stuff about ancient Egypt, too, so that is odd.
Because you think about all the miracles in the Bible, you got, you know, parting the Red Sea, that's a pretty big deal. You got turning the water into the wine.
Yeah, I think I would go for the one where he fed the people with just a few loaves of fish. I'd want that meal.
Okay.
I'm not going back to where there are no toilets. So it won't be that far back.
Okay, Cato's not going past like the 1900s.
And just to let you know, we've always had toilets.
That's true.
Like
but indoor, hole in the ground.
Indoor toilets. I'm sorry. Yes. Indoor air conditioning.
I mean,
toilets.
Adam and Eve, they had toilets.
Sort of, kind of.
They had to.
They didn't have toilets like with a lever on them or anything,
okay,
though.
Yes, that's true.
Also, I guess the assumption is you're going to be witnessing this from a bubble where you are safe, because some people pick pretty dangerous times, too.
Okay.
I know it's kind of popping this on you, but surely there's something you've thought about before. You're like, I'd like to have seen that.
So you can't change any outcome.
No, you just want to witness something. You just want to see something cool that happened for yourself. All right, so here's some of the things they chose.
Now give us some ideas here.
So people said that they would like to have seen Woodstock.
Okay.
I think that would be an interesting, first of all, being able to hear some of those people play that aren't even around anymore.
It's one of those historic events as far as music goes. But I mean, it's so old.
Okay, but that's music that we still play on the radio in places today.
It is a big party. Yeah. Mud party.
Okay. Yeah. The moon landing.
Okay, that'd be kind of
alleged.
Fun. Cato needs to see that.
I would take Cato back with me to see that.
So wouldn't it be funny if it didn't happen? What would you think? If Cato, they're in a studio in Hollywood.
You'd be on the moon with them and be like, I don't know about this.
It looks fake to me.
Yeah.
Some people said ancient Greece.
Okay.
They didn't say a specific, which I think is cheating, but yeah, there was a lot of things that happened during ancient Greece if you did a little reading ahead of time.
By the way, a little side note, if you are at the drive thru and you're getting your hash browns this morning, that's what it's cooked in, ancient Greece. Oh. Enjoy breakfast.
The Viking Age, I guess maybe hop on one of the ships for when, like, Leif Erikson discovered some place. I don't know. It's not very specific.
I would not have survived that.
Me either. I wouldn't have done well on that. Mm-mm. Italy during the Renaissance, and maybe you go back and watch
Michelangelo
or Leonardo da Vinci and watch them do their things.
Yeah. All the Ninja Turtles, you'd see them back then.
I'd be the one going, now, Michael, is this ceiling really, this is okay, but I mean,
get down from there.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Hawk, they did have the birth of Jesus on there.
Birth of Jesus.
So I guess the deaths would be pretty brutal. I don't know. Like I saw the Mel Gibson movie. That was enough for me.
I'll be honest. I'd like to see that stone rolled away.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. When he's coming out going, okay.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of biblical ones, like bringing Lazarus up from the dead would be cool.
Well, sure, yeah.
Someone texted in Last Supper.
Last Supper would be interesting. Well, and if you get the food, that's even a bonus.
Thanks, Tom. But, I mean, you talk some of those, you know, the big, big ones, like, you know, it's part in the Red Sea. That would freak you out.
Okay. Europe during World War II, again, you would be safe. But you know what? There's a lot there. We don't know what it was like, really, to have those bombs dropping in the middle of town, in the middle of London. It would be interesting. I wouldn't be my first choice.
I just don't think I want to go back. If I could go back and be protected, I don't want to go see something bad.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of being protected, though.
But I understand that. I want to go back and relive or see something that positive, in history that was positive, yes.
Yeah, because none of them you've mentioned, I couldn't care less to go
really,
back to
not
see.
Even like the birth of Jesus, I mean, to see if the wise men were really bringing gold and myrrh and frankincense.
I mean, I feel bad if it didn't happen. But. Like,
really? Gold and you brought myrrh? You always bring the worst gifts.
They also said the Normandy on D-Day. I feel like we've already seen that with Saving Private Ryan. Yeah. That was pretty realistic from what everyone says. Not. And then they said ancient Egypt and the American Revolution.
Wow, these are not fun ones.
They want to see the wars happening.
Yeah, I guess so. Reason. Ancient Egypt would have been interesting to see how the pyramids were built. That maybe they want to see the aliens helping out.
Okay. Yeah, the aliens helping build pyramids. That's kind of interesting.
But yeah, it would be interesting to see how they did all that stuff. And the American Revolution would be kind of cool. I think that would be fun to watch.
Well, go back to something that actually affects you, like, you know, your mom.
Like the American Revolution.
Well, no, but like, you know, something that happened in your life, like your mom and dad meeting for the first time, how awkward that was, or.
See, it's probably something I don't want to know that they'd never told me.
This is just teaching me I should have paid more attention in history class. Because a lot of these,
not.
I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
Who won?
What was that?
Just watch the movie. It's out there somewhere.
Well, fortunately, there are a lot of movies for these things. Yeah. Like, I think you could see Saving Private Ryan and know as much as you needed to know about
D-Day.
That's a
rough movie, though.
Yeah, it is, but it's a great movie. I would think seeing the birth of Christ, or like you said, Hawk, the rolling away of the stone would be very cool.
Or also David killing Goliath.
That could be interesting, too.
Could be on the Titanic when it hits the iceberg.
On the Titanic.
That's a good one, but I feel like we've seen that in the movies already.
It's tragic, though. It is.
Oh, I know, but.
Yeah. I will say, you mentioned David killing Goliath. Mm-hmm. What was the other one you said?
Water into wine. Water, I remember that one.
Oh, the Red Sea. I don't remember.
Red Sea, yeah.
There was one of them you told me I thought would be very interesting just to have a chance to see what it was like for real.
Yeah, like the plagues of Egypt. And oh, that's tragic. Sorry.
Wow. That would have been cool to see the frogs.
Has anything fun happened in our history? They need to change history.
Yeah, I think they're trying to do that already, Kato.
Yeah, they're trying to leave out a lot of stuff. That's what they're doing.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.